Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So you may have heard a lot about the idea of the great replacement theory. It is something that Democrats have become obsessed with since the shooting in Buffalo at that supermarket. NPR did an entire expose on what is the great replacement theory and how is it tied to the Buffalo shooting, except they didn't use the word theory. They just used the great replacement. Authorities called that Saturday mass shooting in Buffalo, New York, a racially motivated attack. I have no reason to believe that that's not absolutely true based on what we know about the suspect. Why? The suspect allegedly wrote a 180-page document filled with racist, hateful rants tied to, quote, the great replacement. Now, this is an obsession, right? And in short, so you understand the great replacement theory, it is this. It is a, quote, conspiracy theory, I'm quoting NPR for you, that states that non-white individuals are being brought into the United States of America and other Western countries to, quote, replace white voters to achieve a political agenda. It is often touted by anti-immigration groups, white supremacists and others, according to the National Immigration Reform. White supremacists argue that the influx of immigrants, people of color more specifically, will lead to the extinction of the race, right? So there you go. That's the idea. What is the great replacement? Now you know. Now you may ask yourself, why is it that Republicans have been obsessed with the great replacement theory? Here's the problem. Republicans have actually not been obsessed with the great replacement theory. In fact, it's the complete opposite of that. Democrats are the ones that have become obsessed with this and have been championing the great replacement theory and have been pushing it. You don't believe me? We have a montage. Now, every single one of you, I want you to share this podcast of this audio because you need to understand that it is, in fact, not Republicans or conservatives or Tucker Carlson's of the world that are obsessed with the great replacement theory. It's actually Democrats that have been pushing it on national TV for more than a year and celebrating it, the idea of it anyway. Now, before I get to that, I want to tell you about my good friends at Legacy Precious Metals. Without their support, we wouldn't be here. And they do amazing work for people just like you when it comes to protecting your assets, especially with what's going on in the economy right now. Many have lost a lot of money in their retirement portfolio with what's been happening with inflation, with the markets, with prices skyrocketing, and with what's going on at the gas pump. Now, here's the question I have for you. Could you have diversified your investments and protected some of your hard-earned dollars from what's been happening in your retirement account? That is exactly where Legacy Precious Metals comes in. They can help you protect your hard-earned dollars. In fact, gold and precious metals are used all over the world as a hedge against inflation. When markets get volatile, like they are right now, in a bear market, people head to gold and precious metals. Governments head to gold and precious metals. Why do they do it? To protect the hard-earned dollars and their capital. If you've never looked at gold and silver, call Legacy Precious Metals right now and get the free investment guide on gold. Call them 1-866-751-2218. 1-866-751-2218 and get the investor's guide for free. They're also online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com. Now, here are the Democrats popularizing the great replacement theory. The same exact theory that they say is an obsession of conservatives and people like myself and Tucker Carlson, which it clearly is not. Here is them cheering on the idea of the great replacement theory in a massive montage.
It seems harder and harder to ignore that the echoes of replacement theory and other racially motivated views are increasingly coming out into the open.
In a few years, we're going to be a majority brown country. White people will not be the majority in the country anymore.
This will be the first generation ever in American history in which whites will be a minority of the generation at some point.
As of 2007, every year babies being born in this country, whites now are the minority.
In 2044, everyone is going to be a minority.
As the demographics change, as white people become the minority in the country, which is coming.
Demographics is destiny.
Demographics is destiny.
Demographics is destiny, right? The country is changing.
I've been saying it here. Other people have been saying it here for years now, even before Donald Trump. The demographics is destiny.
The white population is declining for the first time in history in America, while the number of multiracial Americans have more than doubled.
So we live in a country where the demographics are changing. It's becoming less white.
Correct.
Okay.
You'll be announcing that we're calling the 38 electoral votes of Texas for the Democratic nominee for president. It's changing. It's going to become a purple state and then a blue state because of the demographics, because of the population growth.
The growth in Texas has been almost entirely driven by non-white population growth, mostly by Hispanic and Latino population growth.
The idea that whites will not be the majority, I mean, it's an exciting transformation of the country. It's an exciting evolution and progress of our country in many different ways.
The white population is declining. It was always on the upswing. So that speaks to the beautiful diversity of America. It speaks to how that population will, the demographics will weigh in politically.
I believe anybody who echoes a replacement is to blame. Not for this particular crime, but it's for no purpose except profit and or political benefit. And it's wrong. It's just simply wrong.
Now, does it sound like Republicans or conservatives are obsessed with the great replacement theory, or does it sound like Democrats are actually popularizing the great replacement theory? That montage that we just put together for you has everybody you could imagine in it, from Pelosi to Biden to Anderson Cooper to Castro. The list is on and on. Now, let's take their words and look at what they actually said. And I want you to really understand their obsession with changing this country. It's not Republicans. They're the ones cheering this on. Castro says, quote, you'll be announcing that we're calling the 38 electoral votes for Texas for the Democratic nominee for president. It's changing. It's going to become a purple state and then a blue state because of demographics, because of the population growth. Anderson Cooper, quote, The idea that whites will not be the majority. I mean, it's an exciting transformation. Transformation, by the way, if you look it up, is a pretty big word that explains exactly this, quote, theory. He says, quote, it's an exciting transformation of the country. It's an exciting evolution and, you know, progress of our country in many different ways. Nancy Pelosi, the white population is declining. It's always on the upswing. So that speaks to the beautiful diversity of America. It speaks to how that population, the demographics, will weigh in politically. She's the one politicizing this, Joe Biden. I believe anybody who echoes the replacement is to blame, not for this particular crime, but for no purpose except profit and or political benefit. And it's wrong. It's just simply wrong. Well, okay, then why aren't you condemning your own party for being the one that is advocating, supporting, and trying to divide the country with this great replacement theory that you guys have turned into a reality? You look at this 18-year-old white male accused of killing 10 people and wounding another 3 in Buffalo. This is a dude that was a white supremacist, and his 180 pages of rambling and the document filled with hateful rants he talked in there about white birth rates equates to a genocide. The supermarket shooter and other extremists claim the U.S. has to close its border to immigrants, and these are insane people, no doubt about it. I wonder where they're getting all their information. Could it possibly be from the Democrats? Now, the headlines came out after this Buffalo horrific crime, and it said, Republicans are to blame for radicalizing the kid who did this, the 18-year-old that did this. It's the Democrats are the ones that keep talking about it. I hadn't even mentioned this until all of this blew up in the media. You know, you look at Mayorkas, Department of Homeland Security Secretary. He's the one out there talking about the border crisis, saying people are fleeing and coming to America. He says because of violence and climate change, and claims the border is not open when clearly the border is open. They're lying to you. And why? Because they're celebrating the idea that they're changing, fundamentally changing America. It's not my idea. It's theirs.
The Department of Homeland Security is executing its comprehensive whole of government plan to manage current and potential increases at our border in a safe, orderly, and humane way, consistent with enforcing our laws.
Okay, let's be clear on this. You have a secretary of the Department of Homeland Security is blaming the border crisis on people fleeing violence and climate change and claims the borders aren't open when they're actually open. You have Democrats talking about the open borders are fundamentally changing this country and that you should celebrate, you should be excited about it, you should be fired up about it. And then when someone does something horrific, they want to turn it into somehow it's a Republican's fault. It's the Republican's fault. It's all the Republican's fault. That's what they just said, because they're the ones that are obsessed with this idea, a theory, which they're the ones that have popularized the theory.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, they are blaming Republicans now for the, quote, great replacement theory, saying that it is breeding extremists all over the country who are committing heinous crimes like the shooting in Buffalo. Now, I've played for you, obviously, the montage of Democrats and what they've been saying. But they really have tried to hammer, because there's a man that they are really obsessed with destroying his career right now, and that man is Tucker Carlson. I mean, they want to get rid of Tucker Carlson, right? They hate Tucker Carlson. And they said that it was Tucker Carlson that is the one that should be held accountable for what happened with this shooter. Now, Tucker Carlson came out and defended the great replacement theory, saying Dems always talk about the changing demographics of voters. But somehow they're saying I'm the deranged conspiracy in that because I've brought up what they have said. Listen to this.
Someone else's fault that they're, quote, alienated. They've been hearing about the great replacement theory. You've heard a lot about the great replacement theory recently. It's everywhere in the last 2 days, and we're still not sure exactly what it is. Here's what we do know for a fact. There is a strong political component to the Democratic Party's immigration policy. We're not guessing this. We know this, and we know it because they have said so. They've said it again and again and again. They've written books on it and monographs and magazine articles. They've bragged about it endlessly. They talk about it on cable news constantly. And they say out loud, we are doing this because it helps us to win elections. That's not something they said once. It's something they've gloated about again and again and again. And we think that's wrong. And in case you doubt us, here they are.
Blue Wave is African American. Yeah. It's white, it's Latino, it's Asian Pacific Islander. Yes. It is made up of those who've been told that they are not worthy of being here. Yes. It is comprised of those who are documented and undocumented.
In a couple of
By the way, that's Abrams, who's running for governor again in Georgia. The same Abrams that refused to concede the election and said the election was stolen from her. But of course, Democrats backed her up when she said that, right? And supported her when she refused to concede that election that she's now running in the same election again for 4 years later. Then you've got the Castro twin brothers, CBS News, 2013. In 2013, this is what they had to say.
To those who are documented and undocumented.
In a couple of presidential cycles, you'll be on election night. You'll be announcing that we're calling the 38 electoral votes of Texas for the Democratic nominee for president. It's changing. It's going to become a purple state and then a blue state because of the demographics.
The demographics of America are not on the side of the Republican Party. The new voters in this country are moving away from them.
Dick Durbin. That's one of the top Democrats saying that in July 2021. You think Republicans are obsessed with the replacement, the great replacement theory? No, it's the Democrats.
And instead, they're moving to be independents or to even vote on the other side.
An unrelenting stream of immigration. Nonstop. Nonstop. Folks like me who were Caucasian of European descent, for the first time in 2017, we'll be in an absolute minority in the United States of America. Absolute minority. Fewer than 50% of the people in America from then and on will be white European stock. That's not a bad thing. That's a source of our strength.
Now, think about all of this, right? These are the Democrats saying this. This is on top of the montage that I just played for you of Democrats as well. They've been talking about this since 2013 on TV and celebrating it. So then you've got a white supremacist, a psychotic individual that commits a heinous crime and a shooting in Buffalo, and immediately they want to point to Tucker Carlson and conservative talk radio and say that we're somehow responsible for this individual? What one hell of a talking point, isn't it? Now, I didn't even know what this theory was until they started accusing me and other conservatives like me of advocating for this. In fact, the first I heard about it was from a reporter in Budapest when I was speaking in Hungary, saying that right-wing conspiracy theorists, I was named as one of those, quote, right-wing conspiracy theorists, right? One of those right-wing conspiracy theorists, they said, are out there pushing this race theory, this great replacement theory, and jazzing up the extreme liberals. And those extreme liberals, or excuse me, those extreme conservatives, I should say, those right supremacists are out there taking orders from guys like me and Tucker Carlson. That's what I was accused of. Had no idea it was happening, but apparently we've been speaking in code for years. Not the Democrats. No, it's Republicans are speaking in code, jazzing people up and trying to get people with dog whistles to become extremists. That's the narrative of the Democratic Party. And by the way, the reason why they're doing this is only one simple reason. There's one reason why they're doing this, and that is the reason that they want to make sure that this election, this next election, becomes about race, because that's all they have to offer. These midterm elections, this is the only thing they've got left. They can't run on the economy. They can't run on oil and gas prices. They can't run on the jobs. They can't run on the issue of inflation. They can't run on any of that, right? There's none of that you can actually run on. So the only thing left, the only thing left for you to run on is that the other guys are a bunch of racists. Isn't that the same thing they ran on last time, by the way, when they were going after Donald Trump? Isn't that what they talk about all the time? Donald Trump's a racist. Hey, if you support Donald Trump, you're a racist. If you stand with Donald Trump, you're a racist, bigot, homophobe, xenophobe. It's name-calling. This is name-calling politics, because when you don't have ideas that you can actually run off of, because your ideas are full-blown socialism and disaster of freedom in this country, right? When all you run on is taking away people's rights and freedoms, which is exactly what they are running off of, and you can't get elected after you start destroying the country, you go back to what works, and that is racism and name-calling. Which is exactly why, out of nowhere, Tucker Carlson all of a sudden become the center of all attention. Right? The great replacement theory must have started with Tucker Carlson and Ben Ferguson and Mark Levin and Sean Hannity, right? Had to. So listen to Tucker respond to this.
So you play clips of them saying it, and you're the deranged conspiracy nut. Maybe the funniest part is they may not be right. The Democratic Party has decided then, rather than convince you, people who are born here, that their policies are helping you and making the country better and stronger, they will change the electorate. Again, they say that. We're not guessing. But the funniest part is they may be wrong. Actually, judging by recent polling, it turns out your average Salvadoran landscaper has politics that are a lot closer to Donald Trump's than they are to Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi. So their basic calculation may be completely wrong. But that's not even the point. It has nothing to do with who we're letting in. It has something with race and ethnicity. It has to do with two things. One, the purpose of the U.S. government is to serve American citizens, period. And two, you should never craft any federal, which is to say nationwide policy, in order to help a specific political party. That is by itself in isolation immoral. It doesn't matter what the policy is. And that's exactly what they're doing. And again, they brag about it. And not just Democratic Party politicians. Virtually every media figure on the left has been bragging about this for decades. Oh, it's a conspiracy theory. Really? Well, here's Anna Navarro from her time as a Harvard fellow. This is what she wrote, quote, "The demographic trends show that the minority vote in the United States will continue to grow in numbers and influence. Unless you're under the influence of hallucinogens, it is hard to imagine future scenarios where the Republican Party can win national elections." That piece, by the way, is called "Old White Straight Male Voters Ain't What They Used to Be," end quote. So let's see, if you don't want people to be paranoid and angry, maybe you don't write pieces like that and rub it right in their face and give them the finger day after day. Maybe that would de-escalate it a little bit, you think, Joe Biden, Anna Navarro? But they're not the only two. This has been the prevailing view on the left for a long time. Here's a Politico piece from 2013. We could go on for hours, by the way, but here's this, quote, "Immigration reform could be a bonanza for Democrats. The Democratic Party," the piece said, are, quote, "pumping as many as 11 million new Hispanic voters into the electorate a decade from now in ways that could produce an electoral bonanza for Democrats and cripple Republican prospects in many states they now win easily," end quote. Again, as noted, that calculation may be completely wrong. A lot of those people that Democrats are importing may wind up being deeply sympathetic to the other party because they're actually not white liberals. That's the secret. But it almost doesn't matter how they vote. Thinking about politics in those terms is immoral. That is wrong. You are gaming the system. That is not democracy. It's the opposite. And they've bragged about it for more than a decade. Here's another example, also from 2013. The Center for American Progress announced that, quote, "supporting real immigration reform that contains a pathway to citizenship for our nation's 11 million undocumented immigrants is the only way to maintain electoral strength in the future." Oh, great replacement theory, anyone? These people are lunatics. They're telling you what their strategy is. When you note it, they scream at you and call you a criminal. In 2018, the New York Times published an editorial called "We Can Replace Them." Just in case subtlety is not your thing. Quote, "Right now, America is tearing itself apart as an embittered white conservative minority clings to power, terrified at being swamped by a new multiracial polyglot majority." Right. Okay. In 2020, Joe Scarborough, a real moral voice over at MSNBC, quoted this, "Trumpism accelerated damage done by demographic changes and will harm Republicans for years. Demographics is destiny," end quote. Are you allowed to say that? Once again, they're wrong. And if you haven't looked at an electoral map recently, look at the districts, the almost 100% Hispanic districts in the Rio Grande Valley that are bearing the brunt of our open borders. They're now red. So you're wrong, Joe Scarborough, but the fact that you're saying demographics is destiny tells you the great replacement theory is coming from the left. They don't think it's a theory, they think it's real. In 2021, the Washington Post's Jen Rubin celebrated a report that the number of white people in this country was declining. Can you even imagine? Quote, "This is fabulous news," she wrote. "Now we need to prevent minority white rule." My God, talking like that. Is there any more divisive thing you could write? We could give you a million more examples. We're offended by this because it's wrong, and we've said so. But for saying so, according to Carl Cameron on MSNBC today,
it's all our fault. All the Republicans' fault. Now, you heard all that, and you get to make the decision. You get to decide who you think is the one that's actually jazzing this up and celebrating it, by the way. And writing the articles the way that he described the articles. And they've been doing this for years. They're excited about the white man losing power. Republicans haven't been talking about this. Democrats are the ones that have been throwing it out there.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You got to understand, by the way, that Democrats aren't going to stop on this idea of the Great Replacement Theory somehow being a conservative idea, even though they're the ones that have been advocating for since 2013. And playing into the hands of crazy paranoid people since 2013 by pushing this and celebrating the demise of the white man America. But don't worry, they're going to keep blaming Republicans for this. Perfect example, Cheddar News, whatever the hell that is. It's a liberal conversation TV place. Here's what they had to say about the Great Replacement Theory in America today, and Tucker Carlson and conservatives.
What is this so-called Great Replacement Theory, and how is it tied to the Buffalo shooting suspect?
So it's an anti-Semitic and anti-immigrant, far-right nationalist theory that's been batting around for a long time. It was used by the New Zealand shooter, too. It's very popular. It used to be very fringe until Tucker Carlson started talking about it on his show, which, as you know, gets 4 million viewers and is quite popular. And that was sort of the more sort of mainstreaming of this very fringe theory.
Okay, so it's Tucker Carlson and others, but it started even before then. It's not Democrats. No, it's not Republicans. It's Democrats talking about this, but somehow this is the Republicans' fault. Kathleen Bellow, or Ballou, whatever the crap her name is. We're now in the moment of urgent need to condemn the Great Replacement Theory, the same theory that Tucker Carlson has not been talking about, but Anderson Cooper has been talking about for years and celebrating it. I played you the montage earlier. In there, you had Anderson Cooper talking about how he was celebrating the fact that the Great Replacement Theory was working, that whites were no longer going to be the majority or be in charge in this country, celebrating it on TV.
assistant professor of American history at the University of Chicago and author of Bring the War Home, the White Power Movement in Paramilitary America. So, Kathleen, the fact that the shooter was focused on white replacement theory, which is, you know, a fringe conspiracy, which has been a theme for Tucker Carlson and other prominent conservatives.
Hold on. Tucker Carlson, I just played for you a couple years ago, celebrating the great replacement theory. So how can you say that Tucker Carlson, other conservatives like myself, that are the reason why this has come out of nowhere, right? How can you claim, as you just claimed, that this is only a Republican thing that's happening when you, we have you on tape celebrating it?
On television, on radio, how much responsibility do you put on public figures who traffic in these kind of ideas?
So to be clear, Anderson Cooper, when you were talking about it on your show and talking about the celebrating of the white men no longer being the majority in America, were you trafficking in this, or was that just you getting to be a liberal?
The problem with replacement theory, Anderson, is that it doesn't, it becomes less important whether these mainstream politicians and pundits mean to be calling out the violent white power movement and the other activists on the militant right that will take this theory to its most violent conclusions. The problem is that whether or not that is their intention, that is what has happened. So we are now in a moment of urgent need for condemnation of this from all corners of our mainstream civil society. This is a horrible act that belongs in a string of other horrible acts. We have to think about El Paso and Christchurch and Charleston and the Tree of Life Synagogue.
So apparently all of these now are the fault of Republicans on the radio and Republicans on TV and Tucker Carlson, even though it's Democrats that have actually been pushing the great replacement theory, and Republicans didn't even know what they were talking about until a shooting in Buffalo. And now we're going to connect every other shooting to it.
All of these actions were carried out by the same organized white power movement. They are all ideological. All of them are mobilizing replacement theory in one way or another. And the fact that there isn't a clear disavowal of these ideas is alarming, to say the least.
You talk about them mobilizing replacement theory. How do you mean?
So replacement theory is a new sort of vogue phrase for, and by new I mean since the 2010s, for a set of ideas that has been in currency in the white power movement since the 1980s and has been in and out of favor throughout our recent history as a nation. The idea is much more focused on the thing that these activists would like to protect, which for extremists is the white birth rate and the reproductive capacity of white people in order to avoid racial extinction. And for people who are not on the fringe, might appear something more like the violent defense of the idea that America is inherently a white nation, politically or culturally or otherwise, and sort of the defense of that against what they might think of as demographic threats like immigration. But the threat...
All right, let's just stop there. This is a lot of time to give to this person to push this out there, right? A lot of time. And Anderson Cooper is acting like this is new breaking news to him. So let's go back to the montage of Democrats, including Tucker Carlson, saying in here that he is excited about the white man no longer being in charge. Going all the way back to 2013, some of these clips I'm gonna play for you again. Listen.
It seems harder and harder to ignore that the echoes of replacement theory and other racially motivated views are increasingly coming out into the open.
In a few years, we're going to be a majority brown country. White people will not be the majority in the country anymore.
This will be the first generation ever in American history in which whites will be a minority of the generation at some point.
As of 2007, every year babies being born in this country, whites now are the minority.
In 2044, everyone is going to be a minority.
As the demographics change, as white people become the minority in the country, which is coming.
Demographics is destiny.
Demographics is destiny.
Demographics is destiny, right? The country is changing.
I've been saying it here. Other people have been saying it here for years now, even before Donald Trump. The demographics is destiny.
The white population is declining for the first time in history in America, while the number of multiracial Americans have more than doubled.
So we live in a country where the demographics are changing. It's becoming less white.
Correct.
Okay. You'll be announcing that we're calling the 38 electoral votes of Texas for the Democratic nominee for president. It's changing. It's going to become a purple state and then a blue state because of the demographics, because of the population growth.
The growth in Texas has been almost entirely driven by non-white population growth, mostly by Hispanic and Latino population growth.
The idea.
Let me just remind you that every single person that I have just played for you is a Democrat. Every single one of them. And this great replacement theory, every single one of them has been pushing this since 2013. And I'm about to play for you Anderson Cooper, the same guy who has a guest on that I just played for you saying, where did this come from? I had no idea this great replacement thing was becoming a conspiracy of the right, that the Tucker Carlsons and conservatives on the radio were pushing this out there. Really? You didn't know it because you're the guy that's been putting it out there. How do I know it? Because I have the tape, you idiot.
The idea that, whites will not be the majority. I mean, it's an exciting transformation of the country. It's an exciting evolution and, you know, progress of our country in many different ways.
The white.
That's you talking about this years ago and celebrating it. Oh, I had no idea this was going on with conservative talk radio and Tucker Carlson. We're not the ones that have been pushing this. You are. Hell, we didn't even know this was an issue until you created out of thin air. And why? Why did you create it out of thin air? That is the real question that everybody should be asking. Why is it that this just, how did this all of a sudden just randomly come about out of thin air? I think we all know why. Because the Democrats need something to run on. The Democrats desperately need an issue. The Democrats desperately need something that they can really tie into. They need something to hold on to in this election to scare people to vote for them because they have nothing else to run on. They have nothing else that they can put out there on a platform to say, vote for me, and your life is going to somehow be better off than it was before, because we've seen what life is like when they're in charge, and it's terrible. Okay, that's what this is really all about. It's about how bad it is, folks. They have nothing left to offer. They have nothing left to offer you. So this is, well, don't vote for the other guys because they're a bunch of racists. We're the ones that populated the idea. We're the ones that created the idea. We're the ones that have been stoking the fire and the flames. And then when someone acts out because we've been advocating, supporting this, and some nut job grabs onto what we've been selling at least since 2013 and celebrating the demise of the white man in America, their words, not mine. You wonder why people started acting crazy. It's because of you. Please share our podcasts with everybody that you know. Please hit the share button, follow us, hit that auto download so that you can get this show each and every single day. And I'll see you back here tomorrow.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today. Listen to Rappaport's Reality starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.